Imagination lights each step of the way. Enthusiasm soaks the air, feeling blessed. Never any stress as I give my best. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personalities, spreading light around. Accurate thoughts where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Cooperation, unity tight and bright. Profit from failure, rise again and again. Tolerance and golden rule, the zen of my den.
The only person you are destined to become is the person you decided to be. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson, Grand Rising Beautiful Souls. Welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. I'm your harmonic engineer, Lori Soon III, and I'm so excited to be here with you on this Freedom Friday, May 15th. This is a community where we're growing and we're learning and we're building lives that keep getting bigger and more fuller and more alive. I'm so excited to introduce the woman who's going to lead us today. She studies, she shows up, she lives her purpose. She is incredible, and she has an advancing personality, that's for sure. So welcome our host, Gail Kindig. Gail lives in upstate New York with her husband, Alan, and their Green Acres, although she still loves a penthouse view and a God-sized vision. She spent most of her career as a senior corporate and tech recruiter, helping thousands discover the strengths and purposes and potential. She has been matching people to the right opportunity since the day of Polaroids, long before LinkedIn. One of her favorite chapters was helping build JetBlue in its startup phase, witnessing how belief and the right people create extraordinary things. Now retired, Gail continues mentoring, speaking, and supporting entrepreneurs with insight, strategy, and encouragement. Known as an idea factory, connector, and author of Million Dollar Personality, she believes who you are matters just as much as what you do, and that God that God truly directs your path. I love you, my Grow Rich family. Now it's your turn to tell us your name and where you're dialing in from as we kick off this beautiful Freedom Friday.
What's going on, Lori Sue?
Hey,
Abby.
Mr. Eagle and all you is loving family.
Hey, Cal.
Grand Rising family is Angela Amazing in Northern California.
Lori Sue, we love you.
Ashley. Donna. Welcome.
Ashley. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
And Arnita, welcome to our house.
Oh my gosh, it's Minister Christian.
Tell me.
So, Freedom Friday.
I thought I heard Booker. Booker? Nope, maybe not. I heard Paul. I hear Paul. Come on out again. Tell me your statement. Let's do this over. One, two, three, go.
Rita Joy and Mama Jody in Dallas.
Hey, Rita Joy.
Rita Joy. What's up?
Hey, Rita Joy.
Rita Joy.
Albie.
Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go.
Mama
Jody.
That's
a great day to be
here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, I heard her. Awesome. Good to hear her voice, Mama Jody. All right, it is the top of the hour. Oh, are you excited? I'm excited.
I'm with
kick off
you.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Raise the energy.
Let's go.
Let's go, Gail. Let's go, Gail.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Okay, everybody. They are alive with their wake enthusiastic, and I can't be more excited about that because I need your energy this morning. I'm so nervous. No, I just thank you, Lori Sue. And we're thinking about Ashley and her endeavors today, and hopefully she's going to be safe and sound. Well, it's safe anyway with the travel she has to do a little bit. So good morning. Good morning. Thank you for being here in our Grow Rich call this morning, and welcome any new listeners that might be out there. We do meet Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which is 6 o'clock in California and the other side of the world. So I just give you guys a lot of credit for getting up early and listening to us and being here. Angela, amazing. Albie, you sunshine people over there. And I want you guys to get ready because, you know, I always ask you to take notes just in case you get some nuggets. And I want to be ready for the Science of Getting Rich. We're going to be reading starting page 106. And we're also going to have somebody get ready to do the manifesto, the Freedom Crusaders manifesto this morning because it's Friday. So somebody get ready for that. And for the new people that are here, we just want to let you know that we do have a tremendous gift to offer you. Some of the most, you know, popular inspirational books that have been over the years on the market that are the biggest sellers, you know, and they're free. So please get back to the person who has invited you to this amazing call because we want to make sure you get those in your hands. And it is really like immeasurable, the books that we have for you. So how about we do a pulse check? You guys did sound like you're pretty alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic, but let's just see if you are really ready to hear and to take notes and be excited. So I just want to get
it. I don't know if you've ever heard of T. Harv Eker.
Gail, what's going on?
Let's go! Oh, yeah.
Excellent. I heard somebody say, I don't know if you ever heard of T. Harv Eker. Yeah, we've heard of him. That was all about, but it's funny that you guys, I just love it. It's not as funny, but I just love that we can depend on the people that, you know, come regularly. And it's just a little love fest that you guys can, you know, you give each other just by being here. And you can't help but smile because your hearts show through the lines, you know, and you know, it's a little overwhelming, and I do understand that people who are not in our community, how they can think we're like a little nutty or a little fruity, but I love being fruity. I'm a very happy person, and I try not to have too many bad days because everything's meant for a reason. So I'm very thrilled that you guys are here, and I appreciate it with all my heart that you guys got up early to hear this call. One of the things that we want to talk about and get rid of in our time here is an enemy of character, and that helps us become a stronger person, right? And in our minds going in the right direction. So this month we have the it's a bad thing. It's fear, right? And so many people have fear. And it's easy to have fear when you get some bad news, you have a family member who just got some bad news. You don't want people to be leaving this earth because you miss them, you love them so much, but things happen, life happens, we have fear. But you don't want to have unnecessary fear, things that you can't control. If you can't control it, why bother having fear about it? You know, you can only, you know, kind of like pray to whoever you believe in, praying to give you strength and you know, more positive vibes, more controlling of your thoughts. Our reading always is about how our thoughts are things, and that we have this amazing gift of a mind, which nobody else on the planet has. We have it. We got it. We already got it. So why not use it to our advantage? So to me, being able to think is such a gift, and being able to think properly and where it's going to edify you and it's going to help you through life and help others is a tremendous gift that you don't want to waste. And that is why the people here on this call are, I think, I'm not going to say they're a little level above normal, but I do believe that we don't get sucked into the gloom and doom of things around us. I do believe that we are using our minds because of our practice. We practice our mind control every day, and that's why we keep coming back. So I love when you offer this call to other people and to get new people in, because we're really helping people just by listening. If you start your day with this call, you're probably going to have a better day. You're going to be able to handle any bad stuff, you know, like those action characters, you know, where they, what's that, like the woman, what's that lady, I don't know, like that she has the wristbands and they're just going to bounce off all the negative stuff. I forgot who is that was.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, there we go. So use your wristbands and just block any negative stuff. But anyway, let's talk about Freedom Fest. Woo-hoo! That is amazing. Now, I have never gone in person, I have to admit, because my husband's a little, he's afraid. He's got to work on that fear. He doesn't, you know, like the travel and all that jazz. So, but I do not hesitate ever to buy a ticket to Freedom Fest, because you really, you know, they do a fantastic job. Mike does a great job. He carries his little computer everywhere he goes, and you are literally, like, you're seeing everybody. You see everything. You know, you don't miss anything except the hugs, which is important. So it is good if you can get there to Freedom Fest. It's going to be in, Illinois?
Branson,
Illinois, right?
Missouri.
Okay. Oh, you know, I'm from New York, so I don't get over that way too much. But so yeah, Branson, and that I believe has been said that it's the first place where you guys all met up, and so it's kind of like a little homecoming again to be going back, because it was such a great event at that time, and they kept doing it. So if you can get there, that would be a really great thing to do. And I'll be watching for you from afar. But anyway, so that's in September of this year again. So get back to the person who invited you, because it's also a nonprofit. And we love our organization called Feed My Starving Children. So once that event is paid for and the facility and everything is all paid for, all that extra money goes to Feed My Starving Children. And that we are very proud of. We love that organization. And I think that we certainly don't talk about that enough, because we have given them a lot of help, and we're very proud and happy to do that. And if you can, you know, like I said, if you just get the ticket and you don't even have to go, if you can't get there, then just at least get the ticket so you can still join us, right? So it's one wonderful thing. Okay. Let me see. Oh, you also get all, let me just remember it, you get all the past events too. So it's not just this one coming up, but you have access to all the events, all the speakers, all that incredible information. And it's an opportunity to get all that content and, you know, information education. So just definitely don't skimp on that ticket, okay? So what I wanted to talk about today, I got to keep an eye on my time, but I have been with a little bit of a company, I'm just trying it out a little bit. So it's mostly women for women, and I don't know why it's mostly for women, but whatever. The two women are the people that head it up. And they focus everything on the 5 W's, right? And I love the 5 W's, the who, what, when, where, why. And I've always, as a speaker, I do go back to that a lot, because my thing is purpose. One of the things in my life that has frustrated me the most is that interviewing many, 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 many people, when I say thousands of people, it sounds dramatic, like, oh yeah, she's interviewed, you know, so many people. I really have interviewed thousands of people, because when you are starting a company, you're hiring hundreds of people. Like, it's a big, you know, usually I'm helping hire and staff major corporations. And when they're starting, you have to fill a whole company with, you know, people. So in that respect, I guess I've been interviewing people, well, probably since I was in my 20s. Because I started a dating service. I interview people at the dating service, which was really fun. I wasn't as concerned with what they did for a living, but you're learning about people. You're learning about the personalities, and I made matches. And I have done many, many talks over the years for different events. And at the end of the talk, inevitably somebody will say, can you tell us more about the dating service? And I'm like, oh, my liver. Like, I cannot believe they're asking me this. Like, it's like, because I guess it's intriguing to have a gift of people. And be able to, I mean, I had weddings. I'm actually an ordained minister. So, and at the time I was with a cosmetic company too. And I was able to do makeup. I sang for the wedding. I matched them all. It was like a one-stop shop for life. And, you know, I still have people that come to me for, you know, advice and things like that, you know, because I've known them for many, many years. So I definitely know people. And, you know, that's why, you know, we talk about Nick lately because he's so close to our heart. And he was a likable guy. So, I mean, he was just a likable, he was a magnet, you know, and he would hug anybody that was, you know, 5 feet away from him. And he was such, and that's a lot of, who we want to be. We want to be that approachable person. So when we talk about the who, what, why, you know, who, what, when, where, why, it's like people are always, they don't know who they are, number one, which is very bad. They just are floundering in life, and it's very difficult. So another reason for this call, because this call kind of grounds you. And, you know, who am I? Like, who do I want to be? Where am I going? When am I going to get there? So, but those five W's are very important. As important as they are, I think that we're missing the how. So to me, I wanted to say today that the who, what, when, where, why, and how, it teaches us that, you know, that goals are not achieved by inspiration alone. You have to have the how am I going to get there, right? Like, I have this burning desire and this power inside of me that wants to do this, but I don't have that organizational mind that's going to get me there. So, like, how can I get to this destination that I want to get to? So, you know, you may know where you want to go, but you do need the steps to get there. And I was talking to Lori Sue a little bit before the call, you know, that stairway, you know, to the universe thing. And it is really, it's the steps that we need to take, because we're willing to partner, you know, with our creator to figure out who we're supposed to be. What's my part in life? What is my role in life? Where do you want me to start? Like, I'm willing to learn. Just, you know, help me with that direction. And you want to be consistent, right? So everything is like how. It's a strategy. The how is a strategy. So how do you want me to move forward? How do you want me to use my gifts? We all have, you know, gifts, talents, you know, how do we want to serve? How can we serve? And how can we grow? So ask ourselves more often, how can I? How can I? You know, Simon Sinek, I think his last name is, he did The Power of Why. Start with why. And I think we had that book one time for our month. I'm not sure, but I think we did. But I think there should be a book, like how, like, you know, I think we have to start with how. How do I begin? How can I stay consistent? How can I measure my progress? How can I protect my focus? I don't want to get distracted. The enemy of character, sometimes we have distraction. And that is going to control our destiny if we allow it. How do I grow into the person that I was assigned to be in this world? Because we do have assignments, you guys. We all have our own uniqueness, our own fingerprints that no one else has. That's how they catch the bad guys all the time. So, and there's different ways. I think your irises, your ear. I shared this in the past. I watched one of those FBI shows or whatever where they were looking for somebody. And they were looking in a crowd. You can look in a crowd, and they put this, you know, laser signal thing on the people. And by their ear is tells people, it's like a fingerprint. Can you believe that? Even your ear. So we have this special uniqueness, this miracle thing, that we are all miracles, and we're all individual, and no one you know, so don't rob any banks because they're going to catch you. But, you know, the main thing is to identify your purpose. Your true purpose is going to bless other people. And sometimes that's hard, but, you know, we're a whole group of people that if you want to reach out to any of us, we can probably at least ask you the right questions or, you know, like coach you along to say, have you thought of this or have you thought of that? I have talked to so many people that when I talk to them and I kind of say, well, you know, it sounds like, you know, I had this one guy, and I don't know if I ever told you this story, but he and his father, his father owned a uniform shop. And they just did uniforms, all kinds of uniforms for personal care aides, dentists, doctors. He sold uniforms, the little jackets, little white jackets, or, you know, if you're going to get a pink one or whatever. But his father passed away, and he came to me, and, you know, I said, well, you know, you got a thriving business, you know, and, you know, tell me what you do there. And he told me all the things that he does because he's running now his father's business and ran the business with his father his whole adult life. So I said, you know what? You'd be a great project manager. Well, I thought he was going to jump out of his chair. He said, I would love that. I'm like, all righty then. So at that time, Fuji was coming in trying to take over Kodak, but it never didn't happen. But I said, you know, I know they're hiring and you could probably, you know, we could probably get you in there to be a project manager. Well, he did, and he loved every second of it. But he didn't have that person to bounce that thought off of, you know. And to help him, he had all these skills, but he didn't know what to do with them. He didn't know how to market himself, right? So, I have so many stories like that, that if you guys are struggling in any way with, you know, what you want to be when you grow up, you know, come to this call, because this call does help you with your heart and your thoughts and your purpose, especially your purpose. It gets easier, I think, when you realize who you're supposed to be, and if you are in your groove, like still I got a groove back. Like if you're in your groove, you're gonna know what to write about. You know how you're gonna serve. You keep learning about that certain thing, and you just take one step at a time. You do have the five W's: the who, what, when, where, why. But the how, don't forget about the power of your how. How can I get this dream, you know, dressed in some kind of discipline? How can I, you know, have my practice, my purpose in action, taking action? Because the how is the faith part, but your footsteps is the action, right? It's how you move towards that. So what is your big dream, and, you know, how can you take that one faithful step toward that staircase, you know, to where you're supposed to be? You know, just ask those questions. You've been given the vision, and you've been given the wisdom to take that next step, and sometimes that's enough, just taking that next step of how can I begin? You know, how will I begin? Focus on the how, right, until its completion. I would just say your five W's matter. Your why, it might light your fire, but your how is what's going to build your future. So focus on the how for as long as you can until you start actually taking action to that purposeful life of yours, right, that you're supposed to be actually the purpose you're here and to serve others. So that's what I have for today. So now I hope you guys have your books ready, The Signs of Being Great. And Lori Sue left off at 106 yesterday, so I'm going to try to keep on track. And if you are on page 106, then we can read along. So today the main motive, I think this is the
Gail,
is that right? Yes?
Sorry to bug you. Freedom Crusaders Manifesto?
Oh, my liver, I always do that. Okay, go ahead. Okay, does anybody want to come out and do that? Or?
I'm sure they're waiting. Somebody pulled it up.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Lori Sue. I did it last week, too. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead. Who wants to come out?
Let me check the lines. I think I might. Yep. Sorry. I don't have it. Okay. Now it's ready. Star six.
Donna. Donna? I'm here. I have it.
Perfect. You're beautiful. Thank you.
I can't handle the silence when nobody says it. So I said, I'm going to get that ready. So anyway, freedom through Freedom Crusaders Manifesto, the mission, freedom through principle-centered leadership. I have a definite purpose to become financially free with self-confidence to back it up. I believe in myself and those around me, seizing every opportunity I can to practice initiative and leadership in providing service to others. I use my imagination to visualize my purpose and craft plans for its attainment. I mix enthusiasm with my work because enthusiasm is the force that energizes my body, mind, and soul. I fill my heart with sincere gratitude each day. I exercise self-control to guide my actions with patience and discipline. I temper my desires by choosing to live within my means so I can save money, eliminate debt, and buy income-producing assets. I render more service than I am paid for, and I know that in so doing, infinite intelligence will return even more in due time. I have a pleasing personality that is both genuine and sincere. I am an accurate thinker. I know that accurate thought is based on facts and not upon hearsay or random information. I concentrate by giving my undivided attention to but one task at a time. Working on that one. I cooperate and mastermind harmoniously with others, believing that together we can do more. I profit from failure, my own and others. I always practice tolerance when dealing with others. I make the golden rule the foundation of all that I do that affects other people. I know that the long cut is really the only shortcut and commit to putting it the time, gaining the knowledge, and doing the work required to earn my just reward. As a promoter, I produce meaningful, hype-free marketing that matters. I believe the stairwell designed by the architect of the universe is leading somewhere great, and I strive to make my choices from this grand perspective. I seek to align myself with companies, products, missions, movements, and organizations firmly in alignment with these principles while avoiding those who are not. I will be the change I wish to see in the world, and even after I have obtained my freedom, I will continue to assist other crusaders on their path. Thank you very much for letting me serve by reading, and thank you for hosting the meeting, Gail, and for Lori Sue, who's behind the scenes. I'm looking forward to our reading today.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Donna. Everybody, let's just thank her with lots of applause.
Thank you,
Donna.
Thank you,
Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Great job, Donna.
Well, thanks again, Donna, and thanks for being prepared. I love, you know, that's why I try to get everybody prepared so that I, you know, they're ready, and then I forgot. I get so excited. So thank you again. So today's reading starting at 106. Today, the main motive for many in the business and industrial world is the same. Men and women marshal their armies of dollars and lay waste the lives and hearts of millions in the same mad scramble for power over others. Commercial kings, like political kings, are inspired by the lust for money. Look out for the temptation to seek for authority, to become a master, to be considered as one who is above the common herd, to impress others by lavish display, and so on. The mind that seeks for mastery over others is the competitive mind, and the competitive mind is not the creative one. In order to master your environment and your destiny, it is not at all necessary that you should rule over your fellow men. And indeed, when you fall into the world's struggle for the high places, you begin to be conquered by fate and environment, and your getting rich becomes a matter of chance and speculation. Beware of the competitive mind. No better statement of the principle of creative action can be formulated than the favorite declaration of the late Golden Rule, Jones of Toledo. What I want for myself, I want for everybody. And that was great learning about that Mr. Jones of Toledo with you. Thank you, Lori Sue. This next chapter is chapter 15, The Advancing Personality. So what I have said in the last chapter applies as well to the professional person and the wage earner as to the person who is engaged in selling or any other form of business. No matter whether you are a physician, a teacher, or a clergyman, if you give increase of life to others and make them sensible of that fact, they will be attracted to you, and you will get rich. The physician who holds the vision of being a great and successful healer and who works toward the complete realization of that vision with faith and purpose, as described in former chapters, will become into such close touch with the source of life that phenomenal success will follow. Patience will come in throngs. No one has a greater opportunity to carry into effect the teaching of this book than the practitioner of medicine. It does not matter to which of the various schools he or she may belong, for the principle of healing is common to all of them and may be reached by all alike. The advancing one in medicine who holds to a clear mental image as successful and who obeys the laws of faith, purpose, and gratitude will cure every curable case undertaken. In the field of religion, the world cries out for the leader who can teach hearers the true signs of abundant life. He or she who masters the details of the science of getting rich together with the allied sciences of being well, of being great, and of winning love, and who teaches these details from the pulpit will never lack for a congregation. This is a gospel that the world needs. It will give increase to life, and people will hear it gladly and give liberal support to the person who brings it to them. What is now needed is a demonstration of the science of life from the pulpit. We want preachers who can not only tell us how, but who in their own persons will show us how. We need the preacher who will be, by example, be rich, healthy, great, and beloved to teach us how to attain to these things, and whosoever does that will find a numerous and loyal following. The same is true of the teacher who can inspire the children with the faith and purpose of the advancing life. He or she will never be out of a job. And any teacher who has the faith and purpose to give it to the pupils, giving it to them cannot be helped because it is part of one's own life and practice. What is true of the teacher, preacher, and physician is true of the lawyer, dentist, real estate agent, insurance agent, of everybody. The combined mental and personal action I have described is infallible. It cannot fail. Every man and woman who follows these instructions steadily, perseveringly, and to the letter will get rich. You got that, you guys? The law of the increase of life is as mathematically certain in its operation as the law of gravity. Getting rich is an exact science. The wage earner will find this is as true of his case as any of the others mentioned. Do not feel that you have no chance to get rich because you are working there, where there is no visible opportunity for advancement, where wages are small and the cost of living high. From your clear mental vision of what you want and begin to act with faith and purpose. Do all the work you can do every day and do each piece of work in a perfectly successful manner. Put the power of success and the purpose to get rich into everything you do. But do not do this merely with the idea of currying favor with your employer in the hope that he or those above you will see your good work and advance you. It is not likely that they will do so. The person who is merely a good worker, filling their place to the very best of ability and satisfied with that, is valuable to their employer, and it is not to the employer's interest to promote them. He or she is worth more where they stand. To secure advancement, something is more necessary than to be too large for your place. So we only have one more minute, so I'll just keep, this is perfect, because this page that I'm leaving off is going to be 111. So that is going to be great for Monday morning, and we'll just start with the Grow Rich is 9:30 now, so it's perfect timing. we are going to open the line for the mastermind. So come on out and let me know if you have your how, what you're going to do today. You woke up this morning and say, how can I be a better person? How can I take the next step? If you want to share any of that with us, then that would be great to help other people, give them ideas. So, Ms. Lori Sue, if you open up the lines for the mastermind to start.
You're ready to go, star six.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And before anybody comes out, those last sentences you were reading, I had a flashback of when I was on this call many, many years ago. And I was working for the school district, and there was, I realized after hearing this that, oh my goodness, they are not going to advance me. That's and nice. I went in to talk to my supervisor, and he basically said those exact words, hey, you know what? You're doing such a fantastic job going all around the district and filling in all these places. You're just the only one we know that's willing to do this kind of work in this position. We can't imagine anywhere else. So there's, you know, don't even be asking me for a promotion because you're stuck here, basically.
Yeah, terrible, but it's so true. Trust me, that's what I did for a living, so I know it's true.
And so I had to make my own. So we read these words, and it just encouraged me and helped me to realize that, wait a minute, I ended up getting just stepping out, and I ended up getting an even better position with another company, another school I went on to the college. And, so I was like, I thought, wait, I don't want to just be stuck. I mean, I enjoyed it. It's so interesting. You know, you have these jobs and you love them. You love the people. You love the things you're learning. I really did enjoy that. But you just feel that pull to increase in what you're doing and to advance. And if you're stuck, it just doesn't feel good. Wallace Waddle.
Right. And that's what the how can I comes in, because you know that you have a feeling they're kind of taking advantage of you, and they are not going to help you because they need you where you are. And it's kind of selfish, because a really great manager will say, you know, he's like, I hate to lose you, but you're really good and you can do better things or more things. You can move forward. They don't want that because, exactly. So, thanks for sharing, Lori Sue.
Thank you.
Come on out.
Donna.
Hey, Donna. Thank you.
Hi.
Again.
You're welcome. Lori Sue really stirred me up on that one, because I thought to myself, how stupid businesses are at doing business. At taking a really excellent employee like that and keeping them in a box for their own selfish reasons. I mean, the least that this guy could have done was said, okay, we really need you in this position, so whatever position you're looking for, we'll just give you a raise to where you'll get paid to make the money that you're needing. But no, he just kept her stuck in the box, no extra money, no extra incentive, nothing. And then, of course, she's going to leave and go somewhere else. So they shot their own self in the foot. And so many businesses do that. You know, I know you know, Gail. I'm a flight attendant, and I worked for one of the big carriers. And they treated the flight attendants like we were just nothing. And I worked for United, and we were United Airlines to our passengers. You know, we were the person that, you know, if they got manhandled by baggage and customer service, they got stuck in a hollow tube, and we were stuck with them at 30,000 feet for the next 8 to 10 hours. So my big job is in the best mood possible. As soon as they walk through that door, there's an atmosphere change that can happen because we had the control to do that. If I had the control to be with those people first thing, like either the purser or the greeter, you know, so I could, you know, be really, you know, say something nice to people. I always complimented people and joked around with people and stuff when they were coming, and got them in a better mood. And they're so much easier to deal with.
Absolutely.
So anyway, but, you know, the only way, there was no merit involved in any of that. It was all seniority. It was all based on seniority. So, you know, the most you would get if you did really good stuff would get a little medal, you know, like gold, silver, or bronze medal called going the extra mile. You know, we always just called them suck-up badges because that's everybody called them. It was really, the whole thing is like we should be paid by merit, and that whole seniority is everything. It's not. You know, just because you've been there for a long time doesn't make you a good employee. So, you know, business just, you didn't get it. So anyway,
thanks for sharing, Donna. You're right on. You know, it's sad but true.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Who else is next? Hey, Hello? What's lighting your fire this morning, people? It's Friday morning. You're alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic.
Oh yeah.
Kristen.
Can you hear me, Gail?
I sure can. Come on out, handsome.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. I'm talking from my laptop. Seems like I get better reception on the laptop than my phone. Usually I have to walk outside for some reason. We'll figure it out. But either way, nothing by accident. It's all in divine order. I love hearing that you are. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. I'll continue to use it. I love hearing that you're an ordained minister. You know, I'm one myself. Also, Rita Joy. I've done several weddings and so forth. And, of course, I'm a music minister. And it's just great to have a ministry and to be able to be of service in that way. And so I'm just glad and excited to hear that about you. I didn't know that. And you just bring so many of your gifts to this call. And like you said, some people, they really may not get it if they're new, why we get so excited. But it's just a way to really, it's like being an alchemist to me, you know, changing the energy. It's all about frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that if I get out of my own way, stop worrying about how I look as far as how I'm doing, what I'm doing, when I'm doing, you know, I'm human. I don't know if there's an actual way to do it perfectly, you know, being that nature shows us from the womb, we crawl, we walk, then we run. Nothing we ever try, as we talked about before, comes out perfect from the beginning. But if we have a desire to continue to do it, it just gets better and better. You know, like Lori Sue's music, you know, the harmonic engineer, you know, taking these tools that we have and, you know, making this type of creation, you know, is really appreciated. And I love it. And I just want to keep using it because we need that in the algorithm. So I just want to encourage everyone, like you said, Gail, the how is so important today. I think especially with younger people, and we're moving into a new age, this digital age, this AI age, these tools are here and they're not going anywhere. And the more we know how to be efficient with these tools, it will help us in the future. And I'm just thankful that, you know, we have this community, you know, that Paul started and Mike and so many people that are here, boots on the ground, seeing how do you make that connection to really give the how. You know, I think all of us enjoy a good sermon. We can go to a good talk, a meeting, or any type of event and get excited about things that are said. However, the how is still very important because we want to know how to do these things. And then there's different teachers. And, of course, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So there's so many different factors. You know, I'm thinking about my life now, even at almost 60 years old, how I'm dealing with certain factors that are my unique challenges. But again, if I didn't complete the things that I wanted, it would still just be an excuse. And so I don't want to give excuses. I come to this community to remember who I am and that everyone's in this. We're all in this, on this planet together, this mothership called Mother Earth going through the galaxy. And we know that when we raise our frequency, we give all of us an opportunity to have the best day ever. So thank you so much for all that you do, Gail, and everyone on this call for participating and being here and being part of this event that's happening in this moment, because that's all we have is this now moment. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Love you. Aw, yeah.
Thank you, Kristen. And, you know, there's a how can I right there. How can I raise my frequency, right? So I just think we want to focus more on the how, because we have the ability to do so, and we just have to ask ourselves every minute, you know, because you don't want to waste your time. We know as we get older, you really don't want to leave this planet with just saying, yeah, they were a nice person. make an impact, right? Change somebody's life. We have the ability. You know, this call teaches us things every single day. We've got content every morning to put out for that day. So thanks again, Christian.
Good morning, girl.
Good morning.
Hey, my name is Rick. How are you doing?
Hi, Rick. Good morning. Are you new or
no? Yeah, I'm kind of new. Cool. I've known Mike Hobbs and Paul Hutchings for years now, but now that I'm in the now that I'm in the group again, I know they are great guys, and so here I am.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you for coming in.
Oh yeah, well thank you for all you do here. My question is, I don't know if it's appropriate or inappropriate to ask how I could get in contact with you personally.
Well, I'm on Facebook if you want to message me.
Okay.
Sure, Gail Kendig. You know, Gail Kendig. So you can,
right,
I'm not hiding.
What's your last name?
Kendig.
Kendig.
D as in dog. Yeah.
And Gail's Gail?
Yeah, just boring. Nothing fancy.
All right, Gail Kendig. Kendig, right?
Yes, it's so great to have you in our community, Rick. Keep coming back.
Oh, absolutely, man. These calls are, I don't know, the word I guess would be awesome, man. What it does every day to me is starts my day off correctly.
Oh, we're so happy to hear that. That's why Paul started it. That's his mission, and it's working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a good mission, and I do like Paul and Mike. They're great, great guys. So thank you, Gail. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Keep an eye out for my hello, Gail.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Hi, Gail. Brett Hudson.
Hey, Brett. Good morning, honey.
Man, you got me all fired up this morning. I really love everything you shared. You always have some great insights. And, yeah, I use this call selfishly. I use it to prepare my day as opposed to have to repair for my day. So, but yeah, it's all in how you set your day. Because if you don't set your day, that day is going to set you.
He's an ordained minister. So, that's all me.
Oh, so Rick, I think you got to unmute or mute yourself there, babe. There we go. Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Brett.
It's all good. I love it. I'll just talk louder. That's all.
Well, it's always good to have new people. So, but yeah, you know, Brett, you definitely add a lot to the call. You know, you never hesitate to come out, and we love that. We love your wisdom. So, never hesitate to come out.
Thank you so much. I mean, I don't like to share too long, but I definitely come on the call to. I receive so much from the call. It's just I feel responsible to give back. So you know, you can't keep what you don't give away. So anyways, back to you, Gail.
I love it. Thank you so much, Brad. I don't even know what time it is. I hope we can get more people.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Girlfriend, you did awesome and amazing, and the crowd goes, wow. You really get me going in the morning, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, Brett. You know what? I love taking the spiritual path instead of the psychopath, because for me, it could be 2.3 seconds. So I love learning that. And the other thing is, you know, something my grandfather told me, I'll never forget this. I left him in the nursing home, and I left, and I didn't know it was the last time that I was going to see him, but I brought this picture because I don't know if many of you know out there, I clean yachts too besides I'm a flagger. And I brought this boat in there. It was called Godspeed. And I showed him, and it was a boat went in a boat. And I was so amazed, you know, with the boat systems and the music and going on. And he said to me, you know what? He said, Wanda, time waits for no one and hope is all we have. And Gail, when you said, you know what, we are, all, you know, many of us, some of us here are in our 60s. Our life is gone. And I want to make every day count. When I leave this world, I want people to know that I never gave up and that I believed in them. And that, you know what? Anything we want is possible. We just got to work for it. You know, people don't want to work for it. They don't want to do what it takes. Just keep showing up. Be persistent. Be consistent. Keep posting. Just like somebody. You know why? Because Gail shows up, right? Just like anybody online. You're online. People are seeing you. And I got to tell you, we are with a rare community. You know, mm-hmm. the 1%ers, and I really believe that, because there's yeah. no way in this world that God would have connected all these people, and we don't mm-hmm. even know some of these people, and I love them. So I just right. want to say, you know, shine bright. Don't worry about what other people are going to say, because listen, if they're talking about you, that's a good thing, right? No matter what they're saying. They're talking about you, so they got your name in their mouth. So you know what? Just go out there, shine bright, be the change you wish to see in the world. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. I love you, Gail.
Love you too, Wanda. Bye. Thanks for the wisdom this morning. Awesome. Star 6. Don't be shy. Yep, it's a new day. It's a Friday. So how can I make today different? How can I look at something, study something, want to accomplish something today? What is firing you up?
Since nobody else is coming out, this is Donna again. I'm just going to add another 2 cents worth here. And, you know, that how can I thing is something that I adopted quite some time ago. And I still find myself sometimes saying, I can't. And then I go, and Jack Canfield has this little routine that he does. He says, cancel, cancel, cancel. You know, you have to say it 3 times and then say the opposite, you know. So I go, cancel, cancel, cancel. And how can I do this? So that's the little thing that I try to do, because sometimes I still find myself saying, I can't do this. And then go, well, wait a minute, how can I? So I have to cancel it into the universe and send the good stuff out into the universe. And that way I can stay on the, what is it, the something besides the psychopath, the spiritual path instead of the psychopath.
Yeah.
I like that.
Brett's words of wisdom, yes, out of Brett's book, yes. So I love that because... Yeah, and I think that everybody, we have to remember, I think we got background music there. I'm going to call it music, but probably got to clear the line. Okay, so what I want to try to help also you guys is to, with the how, there is stories in the, you know, in the scriptures that, like, I guess it was Moses, I think it was, and, you know, God said to him, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? Because he had this staff, and it became a tool. So we have to remember how, when we are living our day-to-day life, and we don't know what we want to be when we grow up, we don't really know how to recognize our skills and talents. You can ask your family members, your close friends, like, when you think of me, what do you think, right? And then kind of think about what tools and gifts you already have, you already possess. How can I use them? Right? It's like, just like what, you know, like God said to Moses, like, what do you have in your hand? He's like, well, I don't know, I got this thing up here. He's like, you didn't think it meant anything, but it did. It was when we all have tools. We have our personalities. We have all of our experiences, and we have tools that no one else on this planet has because they haven't lived our life. So what can I bring forward? These stories are important. That's why coming out, star fixing, and having whatever story you have is going to help other people prosper in their own life, because they're going to say, oh, that's what happened with the book, with Think and Grow Rich for me. I was reading the book. I kept saying, oh, wait a minute. That happened to me. I kept saying that. I did that. So then I said, I might as well write my book. So, so you guys have to think about what your you know, what you have been given. You have been given so much. And that's why you're on this call, to tell you the truth, because you've been given that desire to be better, know more, tell me more so I can take action on it. So that's where the how is going to come in our lives. So don't hesitate, you guys. And, you know, if you're hesitating now, it is Friday. It is the day that you might want to be relaxing or whatever. But your words are important. You are so important to us. And, you know, just even little stories that's why even every day when I listen to this call, there is somebody that says something that sparks, because I've lived a long time now, right? 71 years old, I'm old, and I have so many stories. So when you guys tell your stories, I think, well, that happened to me. And then I could be talking all day, but you don't want to hear me all day. So I'm sure somebody else has something that sparked their brain and can come out and share with us to help us have a better day. So star six.
Hey, Gail, can I come back out for a second?
Always, yes.
I just wanted to mention something because you're talking about how, and the Abe Lincoln quote popped into my head, and when I looked it up, it said, the often-cited quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln is, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. This phrase emphasizes that preparation, planning, and maintaining tools and skills are more crucial for success than brute force effort. And I thought about it because a lot of times we can get up and we want to just start the day. As soon as we wake up, bam, hit the road. And I love my routine of getting up and meditating and going into self and asking the kingdom, what is it that I need to do? Asking the creator, what is it that I need to do? Because I can't do everything. I don't raise the sun. I can't count all the things that are going on in my heartbeat and all these things. The creator knows that there's a limited amount I can do physically in this body. So I'm going to do what's necessary, plant one seed. And as nature shows, when you plant one seed, you get hundreds of whatever you plant is going to multiply. That is the harvest. So by planting the seed, getting up, meditating, listening to this call, reading good books, staying in tune with the principles, and keeping the vision. More than anything, if we can't see the how, we know we have a vision of where we want to be. Once we keep the vision, the how will appear, like we say, in our major definite purpose. I will receive the plan, and when I follow that plan, I'm going to do it. So keep going. Never give up. Keep moving forward. It's up to us. It's our choice. Love you.
If it's to be, it's up to me.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ask yourself questions. Questions are great.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
This is Rick again. I just had to come back out because I heard that nice lady come out and say that she's old at 71. I'm the same age.
That's me.
Who's that?
That's me.
Gail, that was you?
Yeah. I'm 71, yeah.
Well, that's even more of a reason why I want to make sure to get a hold of you, because I am also 70. We're the same age, you know?
I'll be dead.
And I tell people today, I told my wife I'm turning over a whole new leaf this year, and I'm not saying I'm old. I'm just saying I'm wiser.
Yeah, very good. You are.
Well, yeah, as many years as we put in, we're still here. And again, what we've learned in our life up to now, Gail, is nothing but wisdom, my friend.
Yeah, and that's why you should always keep coming back now, Rick, because you're going to have a lot to help us with and offer us, you know, stories and, you know, how to do it. So we're excited to have you.
I've been told, Gail, by many people, I should be a storyteller because they say I like your stories. I said, okay.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you. That's fantastic.
Okay. Again, adios. I'm a ghost. Thanks.
Okay. I only got 5 more minutes. Come on, people. Talk to us.
Hey, Gail. It's Albie.
Hi, Albie. Well, where have you been? Come on out.
It's so good to hear you every Friday, Gail, and you're so excited and happy and cheerful, and it's just an awesome way to start the morning. I guess my thoughts for today were just how powerful a mastermind is, you know, and the 13 things inside of the Think and Grow Rich, that book. You know, I read it so many years ago, and when I first read it, I said, how am I going to possibly find people that are, you know, like-minded, you know, and it was really hard. It was really, it was like I was on an island and there was nobody, you know, but you know what, if you keep pushing forward, you do meet people over time. And, but then when I, you know, when I found this call, I was like, oh, they're all in one place.
I found them.
They're all here. I'm just playing. But that's kind of how it felt, you know. So, you know, like the crazy thing is that all you have to do is come here and you're going to find them. But it's such a great principle. Yeah, here they are. Come to Branson if you want to meet them all. But but you know, like I mean, that's actually the truth. That's actually how I'm still here, is because I came to Branson because I, you know, I knew you guys had a Freedom Fest, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna see what this is really about. And man alive, that was life changing. And just the ability to have that connection with you guys and really get to know you and so awesome. And you know, that the principle, the mastermind principle, really puts you in, it allows you to understand that power is not just in yourself. I mean, you have a lot of, God's given us a lot of power to be able to do things and think things, and that's the whole idea of the book, is Think and Grow Rich. You know, it can change your life how you think, how you take control of your mind. But the other equation is understanding that it lies with others around you, and you know, it talks about, you know, the power of the brain, but also the merging of brains. You know, one brain is more, two brains that are aligned are more powerful than one brain, you know. And so coming together really makes a massive difference. And I, you know, when you think about the fact that, you know, 500 of the most richest people in the world were implementing this principle, it kind of makes you think, oh, wow, well, why am I not implementing it? You know, and that's why coming on this call is so important, to connect and allow our minds to find answers and solutions that we might have been struggling with. And anyway, that's just my two thoughts for today, Gail. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Great. No, thank you for coming out, LB, because that is what it is, right? Think and grow rich. Your thoughts are where all of that's the foundation of our riches. So the more you start using your brain, I think the richer you're going to be, because you're serving other people. You're spreading that out. It's like the tree of life, right? It grows down, it also grows up. So, you know, you're getting rooted. And you're sharing your fruit, and I love being fruity myself. So, the more fruity we are, the more people can then learn from us and grab from. You know, we're just here to serve others. I mean, that's what it's all about. We're not. No man is an island. No man stands alone. You remember that song? I don't know. You guys know that song?
Absolutely.
So thanks for coming out. We love you, Albie. I wish I could give you a big hug.
Thank you, Gail. You too.
Hey, Gail, real quickly, this is Kevin, Mr. Room for Rent Johnson.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
What are you up to?
I want to know if you took action on the information I gave you the other day about that coffee call in your town.
I keep reading it over and over and over. It's like, oh, do I want to... I know. I keep reading it. I think, oh, my liver. Oh, yeah. I didn't reach out to that person yet. But yeah. Well, I didn't talk to my husband about it yet. But
you haven't talked to your husband about it yet.
Well, because I know if I got involved, it would take a lot of time. But that's off track of the Grow Rich call. But but I appreciate it. It was great talking to you, Kevin, the other day. Like, yeah. It was very great. You're a great guy, and I'm glad you're in our group.
All right. So am I. Thank you. Okay,
I appreciate you thinking about me. Well, I think it's 10:01, so we went 1 minute
over.
Oh,
my liver.
Booker, we can't miss you. Come on, you come on out. We are running a little over, but I hope I don't get fired, you know. So you go ahead. We need to hear from you, Booker. Go ahead. Oh, was that not Booker? Oh, well, maybe Booker got it cut off, but it is, I guess, 10:01. So maybe he just did on my liver. So anyway, well, back to you, Ms. Lori Sue. We're going to finish the call, and we're going to listen to some music for a minute. And we thank everybody for coming out Friday. Have a fabulous weekend. Thank you for being here today. And please come back Monday morning for the Grow Rich Mastermind call.
Thanks, Gail. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Gail. You're awesome. Woo! Thanks for doing the call.
Thank everyone. Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Woo-hoo! Great call today. Freaking Friday.
Thank you, Gail.
Aw, yeah.
Aww. I'm building a life that's bold and free.
Bold
principles that guide eternally. Purpose in my heart, I got the vision. Self-confidence, rising soul on a mission. Initiative and leadership every day. Imagination lights each step of the way. Enthusiasm soaks the air, feeling blessed. Never any stress as I give my best. I'm dead free. Money for the future, extra miles, blazing people I nurture, pleasing personality, spreading light around, accurate thoughts where truth surrounds, concentration, focus, laser sight, cooperation, unity tight and bright, profit from failure, rise again and again, tolerance and golden rule, the den of my den. The long cut is worth it, no shortcuts here. Hype-free marketing, let the truth appear. Meaningful content, I'm sharing my soul. Being the change, the only way to roll. Every choice aligned with infinite light. Architect of the universe, guiding my sight. I'm standing tall, leading with grace. Principles center, rock solid base. I'm debt-free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light. Starts with you. In alignment with the universe, we break through. Infinite intelligence guiding our way. We're making a difference day by day. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light around. Accurate thought where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight.
Gratitude first.